visiting with Pleasantville volleyball coach Amy McGraw to kind of recap a little bit about their start of the season so far. Coach, can you kind of walk me through a little bit how this last week has been for you guys? You know, I know you had a close match on Tuesday against ACGC, and then you guys competed on Thursday in a quad at Pelacrisian.
Yeah, sure. We have played a lot of volleyball in the start of our season. So I think for us, some of the highlights, even though ACGC didn't end up the way we had wanted it to, that was a really good competitive match, and our girls showed a lot of grit and perseverance and fighting for every single point that night. We played last night at Pelacrisian in a quad. I think it was very evident how much volleyball we have played in the beginning of our season. We're a little front-loaded. I think we've probably played more games than anybody I've seen in our conference. So it showed last night. We were looking a little tired and a little flat. So would have liked to show up a little better last night. But these girls have played a lot of volleyball, and I think we're going to be really excited about a weekend off here just to get a little bit of recovery for them.
Yeah, how have you feel, you know, stepping in as new coach this year, kind of how do you feel how the transition has gone so far? And with obviously a new lineup, there were some girls that graduated last year, and you may have girls playing in different spots, you know, this year. How do you feel that the transition has gone so far this year?
You know, the girls have been great. I just, I don't think it's ever easy to be a senior on the team and have had the same coach for your entire season and then get thrown a brand new coach with probably some brand new philosophies and strategies. The girls have been really open-minded and ready to learn and take our criticism, our constructive criticism, and our feedback. They have just been really great. So I think the transition has been pretty seamless. We're still working through some of just the defense we want them running, getting to the correct positions, just a faster movement and transition, all of the things that we expect with our new coaching staff. They're still kind of working through some of those little bumps in the road. And to be quite honest, we're still working through a couple positions. We really need our blockers to step up, and we're still kind of searching for that second middle blocker who's going to get the job done for us. So the transition's been pretty seamless, but we're still trying to fill some roles currently.
You know, kind of evaluating the early part of your season, what would you as coach say is one area that you'd like to see your team improve upon as they go throughout, you know, the next couple weeks?
I would just like us to be a little bit more consistent. You know, we can have some really bright moments where everything is flowing and looks really great. And then we can just kind of give away, we just let people chip right back in and get 5-6 points on us and not be able to put the ball down inside out. So currently at our practices, we're working on just some situational stuff, you know, games 20-20, put it away. Like, let's push five. Don't, no more of this back and forth. So we just need some girls to consistently put the ball down. And that starts with a consistent, good pass from our back row. So right now we're just a little inconsistent in all areas. I would love to just get a little bit more consistent all around.
What has, you know, on, you look at offensively and defensively, what has Faith Nelson brought to your team this year offensively, leading the team in kills, and London and Emily on the kind of the defensive side of things?
Faith has brought a ton to our offense this year. She is doing a great job putting the ball down. And with a team like ours where we don't have a lot of height and we don't have a lot of power, really, we have to be pretty strategic in where we place the ball. Faith is somebody we go to often to put the ball down when we need to side out. So we run a 6-2, so she also sets from the back row. So she is just a huge part of our offense and defense scheme of things. And then with London and Emily, I mean, the fact that they're seniors, I don't want to think too far ahead, but we're definitely going to miss their presence in the back row. They are just really good competitors and rarely do you see a ball hit the floor without a body from one of those two going after it. So, as good as they are, I think we are still trying to break some old habits of just, playing where you want to play. We want them to get to their correct defensive positions, and so they are making good progress in that. We remind them every now and then, that's exactly where you're supposed to be, and they understand. They just it's a lot of years of habits playing next to each other and kind of just floating wherever they want to in the back row, but just kind of training them on there is a correct position that you need to be in. So they're doing a great job.
And is it kind of unique this year with you guys? I mean, it's kind of crazy that you guys don't really have a home match until October 1st, at least, if I'm reading the schedule correctly. Is it tough playing all those matches on a road right to start off your season?
Yes, I'm really bummed about that, especially with our senior class. I feel bad for the seniors. We don't get to play at home until October, and then all of our couple home games we do have are back to back to back. So we're trying to squeeze in senior night, pink out night, all the things in 1 week of their senior season. So it's a bummer, and it is a bummer to have to play on the road, but hopefully that's something we can iron out for the future. I know that doesn't help with our girls this year, but they honestly are just such a great group of girls, and they're very resilient, and they want to play at home, but they understand. They show up to play on the road too. It's just, you think about we played DMC really tough and close. We played ACGC really tough and close. If we would have had the home court advantage in either one of those matches, who knows what would happen. So it's a bummer that our hometown doesn't get to see us play till October, but we're hoping that they show up and pack the gym in October.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up, you guys mentioned that you guys will have a week off, and you won't be in action until Thursday again. Kind of how is that going to help your team out and kind of reset a little bit to get ready for the next part of the season?
I think it's coming at a great time. We threw in an extra scrimmage this year at Eddyville, so we played a ton of preseason volleyball. We played probably the best teams in our conference right off the bat. And we went to a tournament on Labor Day weekend. These girls have just been playing a ton. It's the first week back to school. Everybody's a little bit sick from all the germs going around. So I think having a weekend to recoup and just get some rest, and we don't play again until Thursday. I think it's exactly what this team needs right now. We have had some losses this last week, but we are not feeling down and out. We just need a little bit of time to refresh and recoup. So it'll be great timing.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Best of luck on Thursday at Mount Air.
Thank you so much.